time to get caught up on all things Tyler Kleven. Our next guest, I mean, he became a semi-regular when North Dakota was sort of the Sens farm team for a while. But as the numbers whittled down, the conversations became fewer, and that's our fault. So it's time to reconnect with the head coach of the North Dakota men's hockey team. That would be Brad Berry joining us this morning on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How you doing this morning, Coach?
Good. How you doing, JR?
Excellent. And again, apologies. Simmer and I should have connected with you sooner, a little more often. It's that wasn't really right for us. But, you know, you only had the one player. You used to have four, so we had lots of people to talk about. But how are things going? And maybe give us an overall on just how this season has been for North Dakota through the majority of the regular season.
Yeah, you know what? It's a little bit different year than the past three. You know, we won the Penrose Cup, which symbolizes the league championship for the NCHC league in college hockey. And this year, we're a little bit inconsistent in our play a little bit. So we're grinding away here, and we're fighting for home ice. And we have about probably five more weekends left, and then playoffs start. So we're peaking at the right time. We won a couple of games on the road here this weekend, this past weekend, that we're good momentum builders for us.
Do you find, and I know we've had this conversation with you, but, you know, with the way that eligibility rules have changed and the ability for players to go into the portal and change teams, and there is a state of upheaval, it seems like, and no matter the sport, football, hockey, whatever, we do see a lot more change. Has that been created some difficulties for you just in terms of kind of managing what bodies you're going to have on the team in any given year?
Yeah, it does a little bit. Like, we don't get affected by players leaving usually through the portal. We have one or two maybe in, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever. But at the end of the day, we kind of benefit a little bit from helping our lineup, bolster our lineup with maybe a little bit older player with the transfer portal. But, you know, we're in the game, obviously, to win championships, but we're really in the game for development. And that guy that you got there, I think his name is Jake Sanderson, played two years for us here. Man, you don't know how much you miss a guy like that until he leaves here. And, you know, but then again, it's opportunity for growth for other younger defensemen to come in and play. And you know what? Tyler Kleven's the direct benefit of that. Now he's the guy this year, and he's having a tremendous year.
All right, let's talk. Let me get your thoughts on, because I'm sure that you got an eye on your own team, but you do in your free moments kind of look at all of your players that graduate out of your program, and a lot of them move on to the pros. And we've seen now three of them here in Ottawa. And Jake Sanderson certainly has had a lot of success right out of the chute. He has been even better, I think, Brad, than people thought he would be. Are you surprised by seemingly how much success he's had in year one in the National Hockey League?
Well, I know you and Simmer have asked me that question all the time, even when Jake was here, is how is that going to transcend into NHL hockey? And like I said, I got to be very careful, because I think the American League is an unbelievable league for development. But man, oh man, the 2 years that I had him here, and then obviously recruiting him here to North Dakota, he was a special, special player. And, you know, you always hope that you know, he can jump right in and play, but you never know until you do. And I just think he just oozes with confidence and humility and hard work. And when you have those attributes, yeah, I think you have a pretty good chance for success.
What were the things when he came into your program that you worked on with him through the 2 years that you had him? And what are you seeing? And you know, I'm assuming you do see at least some of his play here in Ottawa. What are you seeing even in this year here in Ottawa that you've seen him improve upon?
Well, I think, you know, his puck touches, you know, I think everybody talked about how good defensively he was and how an elite skater he was, you know, through the neutral zone and defending the rush. But I think, you know, just his offensive ability and his adeptness of playing with the puck, you know, making plays and having an offensive flair to him. And, you know, I'm seeing that now, you know, a little bit in the NHL, how that's going. But he really expanded it here in college, you know, over his 2 years. And, you know, I watch your guys' games all the time, you know, with Pinto and Sanderson and JBD when he's in the lineup. And, you know, I saw a game the other night when, you know, Sanderson was, you know, defending a 5-on-3 and a deflector puck over the glass just by his awareness. And he's just a smart player. And like I said, you can't teach smart. And at the end of the day, he's such an intelligent player.
What does it feel to you as a like, are you kind of like a proud papa? Is that how it feels at this stage when you see your guys in the NHL?
Well, you know what? We're you know, in North Dakota here, we're really, really close team, and each and every year, and you know, our culture is very strong, and you know, I love every one of them. You know, as a son that leave our program, whether they play in the NHL, whether they play in the American League, Europe, or if they don't hockey if they go out and get a unbelievable job and raise a family. I love every one of them. And, you know, the one most recently that was kind of a long shot, maybe you could call it, was Cole Smith, that's playing in Nashville right now, the big left winger. And, you know, he was a guy that came on low money scholarship, started from the fifth line, worked up to the first line, and, you know, he had a long road ahead of him, and now he's playing in the NHL. And again, everybody has their own path, but you love them all.
Brad Berry, the head coach of North Dakota men's hockey team, is with us here on TSN 1200. You mentioned Shane Pinto as well. In terms of goals, had a great start to the year, Brad. It's kind of cooled off, but has been a regular member of the lineup throughout his entire year, and most importantly, has stayed healthy as well. Do you talk to Shane very much, and have you talked to him much during this season, and how have you seen his season play out in your eyes?
Well, you know what? It's funny the way the world works now, you know, with phone calls and stuff. Everybody's so busy every now and then with a phone call, but for sure a text every week or every couple weeks. You know, I'll be telling him watching his games and different things. I don't coach him anymore as far as what he should do. That's DJ's job and the group there. But at the end of the day, you know, he's watching us, you know, saying, hey, great job on the weekend on the sweep, and, you know, talk to the boys and stuff. So he's connected with our group here, and we do that with all of our guys.
So, you know, Jake has had immediate success. Shane has, you know, he's played, been in the lineup. And JBD, it's been more up and down for him. What's been your read on his development as he's reached into professional hockey?
Yeah, you know what? And just like I said before, too, you know, I think everybody has their own path and their own timeline. And I firmly believe JBD has an opportunity and a chance long-term to do that. And, you know, I watched some games and, you know, he had to get put in, you know, high in the depth chart in the lineup a couple of games. And I thought he did well. And like I said, I think it's one of those things where, you know, taking his time through the American League and getting games in the National League. And I think it'll, you know, he'll get things sorted out to where he needs to go. He's such a great person. And I think he's such a competitor that, you know, experience will absolutely help him.
All right, let's talk about the one player you still have, the one Ottawa prospect you still have at North Dakota. And remember, in the conversations through his first 2 years with you, you said that he needed to spend at least 3 years in college hockey to really develop his game, talking about to Tyler Cleven, of course. So what have you seen in the third year, especially from him?
Leadership. I think, you know, huge leadership, you know. And I don't want to say, you know, when Jake Sanderson and Tyler Cleven here, they came in together. And, you know, obviously Jake got a lot of attention, you know, with his ability. And so did Tyler, but I think mostly Jake. And I think now that Tyler's kind of moved on to Ottawa, to the NHL, you know, it allowed Tyler to be the guy. And he is. And, you know, just through leadership in our group and one-on-one meetings with him and on the ice, just his confidence. And, you know, we always know he could defend and be a hard player to play against. But I'll tell you what, he's a hard player to defend when he's in the offensive zone on 5-on-5 on a power play. Like, his shot is lethal. He's, you know, he won us a few games late in games to on the power play on the offside flank. And in college, there's guys that can fire the puck, but not too many guys like him. And now he's starting to grow confidently in the offensive game. And I know when he gets to the NHL, that's not going to be his strong suit or a thing that is going to be leaned upon. But man, oh man, it's nice to have that in your back pocket every now and then, knowing that whether it's 5-on-5 or power play, you can be effective.
Brad, one of the things just in watching the games from him is he's got great size, which I absolutely love, obviously, for the professional game. But he's also a pretty good skater for a guy his size as well, and the ability to get around the ice a little bit. How has that part of his game developed?
Well, for sure, you know, and I call him powerful. Like, you know, like he can cover ice really quickly, and especially with his reach. And then not only cover ice and with his reach, but, you know, at the end of the day, he finishes hard. And, you know, in college hockey right now, obviously we're very stringent with our penalties and different things like that. And I know he's been more disciplined here, but he's just a bigger body than everybody else at our level. You know, there are some big guys in college hockey, but, you know, his total package puts him a lethal threat out there as far as defending and guys making aware that he's on the ice.
Now he does have 67 penalty minutes this year, which would be, well, highest total on your team and one of the highest totals in NCAA hockey. And you know, the totals are kind of exaggerated a little bit because he's had, you know, three major incidents, yeah, we'll say, this year. Were they all legit calls, in your opinion? Was there something where it's like as you said, he's just bigger than everybody else, and there was, you know, the penalty calls and the misconducts, etc., were more based on result as opposed to intent?
Yeah, no, I think two of them were, I think, you know, they were pretty, you know, like I said, bigger than everybody else, you know, with somebody by the wall and he turned at the last second, and it wasn't egregious penalties, it was just bigger guy, smaller guy kind of thing. But one was a cross check after a whistle that would led to some frustration. You know, he's been really disciplined this year, and there was a situation that presented itself where probably could have made a better decision. But at the end of the day, he's competitive, and you know, we've talked about that before. As far as like, hey, we want you on the ice. You're a guy that's, you know, our leader in our group here, and he's been good this year. It's just there was this one instance, but he's been outstanding. His discipline has been. You know, really good this year just because he is a leader.
How much has he played for you in a typical game? How much ice do you give him?
Well, we had to lean on him hard the other night again. You know, we were, you know, we've got, like I said, we've been inconsistent, and it's not his play. You know, we've had some younger guys in the lineup and some guys that obviously need to, you know, play a little bit at a higher level here, but that forces guys like Tyler to play a lot, and we don't apologize for it. We want him on the ice, but he ranges anywhere from probably on a low minute night, probably 23, to a high minute night, 28, 29, somewhere there. Mm.
With Brad Berry, the head coach of North Dakota, I know in watching games over the last couple of years, Brad, that you are not afraid of playing a defenseman on his offside. And if correct me if I'm wrong, but even certainly Jake, we saw a lot of that, but even Tyler a little bit. Has that been part of the package, or are you keeping him on one side exclusively this year?
Well, this year he's been paired with Ethan Frisch, who's a senior defenseman. He's about a, you know, average size defenseman, strong body, very good defender. Those guys have been our top 2D, and they play very well together. But in saying that, when you when some guys are a little bit inconsistent on the back end, in the 5-6 spot, we throw Tyler Kleven every now and then on the right side and with another lefty. And he's done well. He's done really well. And like I said, the points he's been scoring on the power play is on the offside flank one time at pucks. And there's a lot of times when you got to retrieve, you know, rim around the offensive zone on releases and then bring it back to the middle and, you know, have pucks in your backhand. And, you know, also, too, 5-on-5 defending the rush. You know, sometimes guys can't play that side, you know, if you're a lefty playing the right side. And he has no problem at all. Mm.
I know, as we said off the top, that you thought that he should play 3 years, and he's into his third year. How much, if any, discussions have you had with Ottawa about his development? The development coaches here, how often are they visiting North Dakota?
Yeah, they're in here pretty regularly. They are, whether we're at home or on the road, and you know, they're open and honest discussions. And you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I think there will be an opportunity for Tyler to come out and play after his junior year. I think he's checked a lot of boxes to earn that right to have an opportunity to play in the NHL. It's just a matter of, you know, I guess where Ottawa sees him and, you know, how they want to play it, you know, play him, start him in the NHL or the American League and see where it goes. But for me, you know, he's done a lot of things here. You know, there are sometimes guys come back for a fourth year, but not too many times, you know, in a situation of a player like Tyler Kleven. So I think he's got, you know, we've got couple of months left of the season here. Hopefully we can go on a deep run, and then obviously there's decisions to make, but he's earned that opportunity.
Do you and he have discussions about you know, this year playing itself out and whether he should go pro or come back for next year? Are those discussions taking place or not really during the season?
Yeah, you know what, they usually happen at the beginning of the year and then maybe at Christmas time, and then as the year goes by in the second half, it's more focused on the strong finish that we want to have. But those discussions still, you know, they're open. The door's open all the time. But, you know, the groundwork has already been laid, and he knows my feeling, too, that, you know, usually a player, you know, a high draft pick like that plays 3 years. Usually that's the opportunity to leave right after that third year and go. And, you know, it was a long time ago, but I did it as well. You know, when I was a second-round pick, and I left after my third year, and it turned out pretty well to start with. But at the end of the day, everybody's different, and again, like I said, Tyler's earned an opportunity to have that at the end of the year if he so chooses.
I know that they're not the same player, but JBD was with you for 3 years and then turned pro. And then, of course, Tyler's finishing his third year. Do you look at them, again, different players, but do you look at them in terms of their development path as being somewhat similar, and how that path, as it translates to the NHL, may be somewhat the same?
But, you know, I hate to do that just because at the end of the day, like, players are different. And I think JBD and Tyler are very much a lot different. And, you know, in the style of their game. And I think it all depends on, I guess, how that NHL team sees, you know, Tyler, you know, and how much ready they think he is. And, you know, it might be a situation they say, well, we're going to give him games early, or they might just say, hey, you're going to go down to Belleville and, you know, you need to get some pro experience, which is good too. You know, at the end of the day, I think it, you know, players are so different, and at the end of the day, that NHL team has to carve that path out for them.
All right, good stuff. Great to catch up with you again. Again, our apologies for not doing it, and we'll do it again maybe toward the end of the season. But great to hear about Tyler, and great to see that you think your team can go on a deep run. We're sort of conflicted here in Ottawa, right? Because the sooner your season's done, the potential of a player coming out is there. But we wish you all the best through the rest of the regular season and into the NCAA playoffs as well.
Yeah, tell Simmer I miss him and tell him to get better there.
Okay.
Get him back in the lineup.
Will do. Sounds good, Brad. Thanks a lot for the time.